In Romans 10:17, the word says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Therefore, listen to these 109 scriptures taken from the King James Version and personalized so that you will know God wants you healed."
Genesis 6:3, the Lord said, "Your days will be 120 years."
Genesis 15:15, you shall be buried in a good old age.
Exodus 12:1, because of the blood, sickness will pass over you, and the plague shall not destroy you.
Exodus 15:26, listen to the Lord your God. I will put no diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that heals you.
Exodus 23:25, serve the Lord, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you.
Exodus 23:26, the number of your days I will fulfill.
Deuteronomy 4:40, keep my statutes so that it may go well with you, and your days shall be prolonged, which God gives you.
Deuteronomy 7:15, the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will put no evil diseases on you.
Deuteronomy 11:21, your days will be multiplied in the land which the Lord gave unto you.
Deuteronomy 23:5, the Lord turned the curse into a blessing for you because the Lord your God loves you.
Deuteronomy 28:61, Christ has redeemed you from every sickness and every plague.
Deuteronomy 33:25, as your days, so shall your strength be.
Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Job 5:26, you shall come to your grave in a full age, like a shock of corn comes in its season.
Job 33:2, I have delivered you from going down into the pit. I have paid a ransom for you.
Job 33:25, your flesh shall be fresher than a child's. You shall return to the days of your youth.
Psalms 29:11, the Lord will give strength unto you. The Lord will bless you with peace.
Psalms 32. O Lord my God, I cry unto thee, and thou hast healed me.
Psalms 33. O Lord, you have brought me up from the grave and have kept me alive.
Psalms 41:3. I will strengthen you upon the bed of languishing, turning the bed of sickness into health.
Psalms 42:11. I am the health of your countenance and your God.
Psalms 91:10, no evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling.
Psalms 91:16, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation.
Psalms 103:3, I forgive all of your iniquities and heal all of your diseases.
Psalms 107:20, I sent my word and healed you and delivered you from your destructions.
Psalms 118:17, you shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Psalms 147:3, I heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds.
Proverbs 3:8, my word shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones.
Proverbs 3:8, my word shall be medicine to thy navel and marrow to thy bones.
Proverbs 4:10, hear and receive my sayings, so the years of your life shall be many.
Proverbs 4:22, my words are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh.
Proverbs 15:30, my good report makes your bones fat.
Proverbs 16:24, My pleasant word is sweet as honey to your soul and health to your bones.
Proverbs 17:22. Your merry heart does good like a medicine, but your broken spirit dries out the bones.
Isaiah 32:3. Your eyes shall not be dim and your ears will hear.
Isaiah 32:4. You will understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall speak plainly.
Isaiah 35:5. Your blind eyes shall be opened, and your deaf ears shall be unstopped.
Isaiah 35:5. Your blind eyes are opened, and your deaf ears are unstopped.
Isaiah 35:6. I make you the lame man to leap as a stag, and the tongue of the dumb to sing.
Isaiah 38:16. I will make you live. I have recovered you and make you to live.
Isaiah 40:29. I give power to the faint, and to you that have no might, I increase your strength. Isaiah 40:31. Wait upon me, I will renew your strength. You will mount up with wings as eagles. You shall run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint.
Isaiah 40:31. Wait upon me, I will renew your strength. You will mount up with wings as eagles. You shall run and not be weary. You are walking and will not faint.
Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness.
Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Have no anxiety, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness.
Isaiah 46:4. I have made you. Even in your old age and gray hairs, I will carry you and bear you. I will deliver you.
Isaiah 53:4-5. I bore your sickness and carried your pains. I was put to sickness for you. By my stripes you are healed. Isaiah 57:18. I have seen your ways and will heal you. I will lead you also and restore comfort to you.
Isaiah 57:19. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace to you, saith the Lord, and I will heal you.
Isaiah 58:8. Let your light break forth as the morning, and your health spring forth speedily.
Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord.
Jeremiah 33:6. I will bring you health and a cure. I will cure you, and I will show you the abundance of peace and truth.
Ezekiel 34:16. I will bring to you what was lost and taken away. I will bind up the broken and will strengthen you that are sick. But I will destroy the fat and the stiff-necked. Ezekiel 37:5. I, the Lord God, say to your bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live.
Ezekiel 37:14. I put my spirit in you. You shall live, and you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and performed it.
Ezekiel 47:9. Everyone that comes to the river of my spirit shall be healed, and live, so come into my river.
Amos 5:4. Seek ye me, and ye shall live. Malachi 4:2. Reverence me, and the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings, and your youth be renewed.
Matthew 4:23. Jesus is teaching and preaching the gospel of God to you, healing all your sicknesses and all your disease.
Matthew 8:17. Jesus took your infirmities and bare your sicknesses.
Matthew 9:2. Jesus sees your faith, saying unto you, the sick, Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven.
Matthew 9:2. Jesus sees your faith, saying unto you, the sick, Daughter, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven.
Matthew 9:12. Jesus heard of your sickness and is come as your great physician.
Matthew 9:29. Jesus touched you, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you.
Matthew 10:1. Jesus gives you power to cast out unclean spirits, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease.
Matthew 12:15. Jesus heals them that followed him, including you.
Matthew 14:14. Jesus is moved with compassion towards you, and he heals your sickness. Matthew 14:36. Come, seeking to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, and as you do, you are made perfectly whole.
Matthew 15:26. Lord, am I not as worthy as a dog getting crumbs from the table? Jesus replied, Oh, great is your faith. Have your healing.
Matthew 15:30. Bring to Jesus all that are lame, blind, dumb, maimed, sick, and diseased, for he has healed you.
Mark 7:37. Jesus makes both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak.
Mark 9:23. Jesus said, If you can believe, all things are possible to you that believeth.
Mark 16:18. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt you. You will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
Luke 4:18. My spirit is sent to heal your broken heart, deliver you from bondage, recover your sight, and set you free.
Luke 5:13. Jesus says, I will be clean, and immediately the leprosy departed from you.
Luke 5:13. Jesus says, I will be clean, and immediately the rot departed from you.
Luke 9:11. Follow and receive Jesus, hear his teachings of the kingdom of God, and be healed from your sickness.
Luke 9:56. I have not come to destroy your life, but to save it.
Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Luke 13:16. You, being a seed of Abraham, who Satan has made sick, be healed.
John 6:35. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Come, believing on me, and you will never hunger or thirst. You will live.
John 6:47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life.
John 6:63. My spirit quicken you. The words that I speak to you are spirit and life.
John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come so that you might have life and have it abundantly.
John 11:25. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Believeth in me, and you will live.
John 14:14. If ye will ask anything in Jesus' name, I will do it.
Acts 3:16. Faith in Jesus' name has made you strong. Yes, your faith brings you perfect soundness.
Acts 4:10. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who was crucified and raised from the dead, makes you whole.
Acts 4:30. I stretch forth my hand to heal you with signs and wonders by the name of Jesus.
Acts 10:38. I anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power to heal you.
Acts 19, 11 through 12. I, God, will work special miracles to cause sickness and disease to depart from you.
Romans 8, 2. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8, 11. My Spirit that raised Christ from the dead also quickens your body, for my Spirit dwells in you.
1 Corinthians 6:15. Your body is a member of Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is God in you, and you are not your own.
1 Corinthians 6:20. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
1 Corinthians 11:29 through 31. Strength, health, and life will be yours if you will judge yourself and discern the Lord's body.
1 Corinthians 12:28. I have set miracles and healing in my church for you.
2 Corinthians 1:10. I delivered you from death and do deliver you. I, in whom you trust, will yet deliver you.
2 Corinthians 4:11. Live so that Jesus might be made manifest in your mortal flesh.
Ephesians 1:22. All sickness, including yours, is under Jesus' feet.
Ephesians 6:3. May it be well with thee, and may you live long on the earth.
Colossians 1:13. I hath delivered you from the power of sickness.
2 Timothy 4:18. I will deliver you from every evil work and will preserve you.
Hebrews 2:9. By the grace of God, Jesus suffered sickness and death for you.
Hebrews 2:14. Jesus, through death, destroyed the power of sickness and death, that is, the devil.
Hebrews 2:15. I deliver you from the fear of death. Hebrews 10:22. Come with a true heart, fully assured in faith, free from any doubt, as you have been washed with pure water.
Hebrews 12:12 and 13. Lift up your weak, feeble, and lame parts to the Lord, so that they can be healed.
James 5:14. Have the elders of the church pray for you and anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord and be healed.
James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Jesus bare your sins in his own body on the tree, by whose stripes ye were healed.
2 Peter 1:3. By God's divine power, he has given unto you all things that pertain to life and godliness.
3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.
Revelations 22:17. The Spirit says, Come, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
Now that you know that it is God's will that you be healed in body, remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So listen to these and recite them over and over again until you receive your healing. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.